Delta November 1, Whiskey Oscar Lima, calling Oscar Radio 4 ISS. Do you copy? Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, do you copy? This is Delta November 1, Whiskey Oscar Lima, do you copy? Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, do you copy? This is Delta November 1, Whiskey Oscar Lima. Delta November 1, Whiskey Oscar Lima, calling Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, do you copy? Here is Delta November 1, Whiskey Oscar Lima, calling Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, do you copy? Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, do you copy? Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, this is Delta November 1, Whiskey Oscar Lima, do you copy? Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, this is Delta November 1, Whiskey Oscar Lima, do you copy? Oscar Romeo 4 ISS. Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, do you copy? This is Delta November 1, Whiskey Oscar Lima, calling Oscar Romeo 4 ISS. We are signal is one by one.
Oscar Romeo 4, loud and clear. Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, how do you hear me? Loud and clear. Over.
This is Delta November 1, Whiskey Oscar Lima. This is Delta November 1, Whiskey Oscar Lima, calling Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, do you copy? This is Delta November 1, Whiskey Oscar Lima, calling Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, do you copy? Okay, the signal is very bad in the moment. This is Delta November 1, Whiskey Oscar Lima, calling Oscar Romeo 4 ISS. Hello, Cody, we are hearing you. We'll start with the first question.
What qualifications and skills do you need to become an astronaut? Over.
Hello, we cannot hear you. Delta November 1, Whiskey Oscar Lima. Okay, the signal is fine, 5x8. We'll start with the first question. Nice to see you.
What qualifications and skills do you need to become an astronaut? Over.
For astronauts of the future, it's hard to tell. I will tell you that you need engineering, or you need science and math as a minimum. And I think that whatever science and math skills, whatever you like to use them for, will be great in our space program because we need all sorts of skills. Over.
Do you miss your family and can you talk to them? Over.
I talk to my family every single day. We have an internet protocol phone, goes down to the ground and goes out to them. It's great. Over.
What will you do if you get ill? Over.
We have a checklist and procedures that can help us diagnose ourselves. We're trained to do many medical things and we can certainly talk to the ground and the doctors there and we do that usually the first chance we get. Over.
Do you sometimes argue with your colleagues? Over.
You know, we don't always agree. I don't think we usually argue, but we find a way to decide what we will do as a team. Over.
Do you think there are other living beings in our universe? Over.
Daniel, personally, I do, but I haven't seen any myself. I'm always looking. Over.
What was your best experience as an astronaut?
Over.
Every single day up in space, waking up in the morning. morning and realizing that everything is still floating, including me. I really love living up here. Over.
How do you train for a flight? Over.
Nico, we practice the important things over and over again. Training for emergencies, some of the more complicated things that we do, like capturing the Japanese supply ship last week with a robotic arm. We practice, and it really helps, even though sometimes it's boring. Over.
Do you think living in an universe is better than on Earth?
Well, Alicia, the Earth is part of the universe, and that's why I like living in space, in that I am orbiting the Earth, but I have a very nice view of the rest of the universe, and it's our neighborhood. Over.
Is it exciting to see the Earth from the ISS? Over.
Simona, I love seeing the Earth from space. It is beautiful every single time. I look down, the weather is different somewhere, the sun angle is different, I see something else, it's night, it's day, it's beautiful. Over.
Isn't it boring so far away from the Earth? Over.
Maximilian, for me, it's actually never, ever boring. There's always something that needs done here on the space station, and there's always a way to go, there's always looking out the window, which is never boring. Over.
What do you have to do on board the ISS all day long? Over.
Tobias, when we wake up in the morning, there's a schedule on board, and it tells us what we need to do, because people on the ground have figured out what needs to be done, and also what order to do it in and who does it when, so that we don't all try to do work in the same place on the space station at the same time. Over.
Do you have a shower on board the ISS? Over.
We don't, and sometimes I wish for one, but truthfully, every day, if you did that, you'd have to clean up the shower all the time because the water would be everywhere. And we take a sponge bath and it works out just fine. Over.
How long does it take to fly from the Earth to the ISS? Over.
Simona, it takes only 8.5 minutes. Isn't that fantastic? It's an amazing journey and I came here in a Russian rocket called the Soyuz. Over.
Could you see the fireworks on New Year's Eve? Over.
Alicia, fireworks. We had to be flying over someplace on the Earth where it was midnight and it was dark, and we did see fireworks over Spain, and just last night I saw fireworks over China, a lot of them everywhere, and I think it's because it was Chinese New Year. Over.
How much does it cost to fly from the Earth to the ISS? Over.
Maximilian, it costs a lot of money, and that's what we need to fix. We need to make it so it's easier to go to space so more people can do it. For my government, I think, paid about $55 million. It's really a lot of money. Over.
Have you ever worked outside the ISS, and what's the temperature outside it? Over.
Samuel, I have not done a spacewalk yet. I hope to, but we'll see. And the temperature depends whether you're in the sun or in the shadow on the other side of the Earth. And it's either very, very cold or very warm, but in our spacesuit it always feels the same. Over.
Have you ever experienced a dangerous situation in space? Over.
Leah, it's actually always dangerous in space, and we understand that before we come, and we practice for the most dangerous situations. And just last week we had an important electrical problem that could have taken power to most of the space station, but we are trained to make sure that we understand what to do in those situations, and it was fine. Over.
Can you see different planets? Over.
They just look like very bright stars to me. I think they're a little bit easier because I'm not looking to see, because I'm not looking through the atmosphere. Over.
How long do you have to stay on board? Over.
Well, Madeline, I get to stay on board until the middle of May. That's about 3.5 more months, and I will tell you that right now I don't really want to go home. I'd like to stay here even longer than May. Over.
How high above the Earth are you at the moment? Over.
Thanks a lot, Kathy. Bye-bye. And applause from the company.